Hey, welcome to this audio collection, Frank Ralph Nora Forever, podcast interviews 2005 to 2022. Here's a quick example of what you'll be hearing.
Yeah.
So anyway, one day, we were maybe our third day there. My mother and father and I were sort of walking around a hotel one evening without much to do. And here's this guy. I forget what we called him, the spy or whatever we called him. Sort of looking at us and then following us, and we just came to a total dead end. So, I mean, and he was maybe 30 feet behind us, so he had no reason to be going at this dead end except he was following us. And when we turned around, he turned around right away and scurried off.
Wow.
So we were convinced that this guy was definitely keeping an eye on us. We didn't know why. We thought maybe Mary's letter had something to do with it. The next day, we were scheduled for a bus tour. So I think I got on the bus first, and there sitting in like the third seat against the window by himself was this guy with the same suit and the same look on his face. And we sort of walked towards the back of the bus, and I said to my father, "Did you notice who's on the bus with us?" He said, "Where is he?" And I said, "Up there." Well, as you know, my father, well, also a Frank Nora, by the way.
Yes.
Frank, no middle name, Nora.
Another Frank Nora, yes, there are several.
Was a big, strong guy and pretty brave. And he said, "I'm going to go talk to that guy." So I said, "Okay." So he went, the seat next to the guy was empty, so he sat next to the guy. And he said to the guy, "Do you speak English?" And the guy, you know, shook his head, "No, I don't speak English." My father spoke English, Italian, and Spanish fluently. So then he tried Italian. "Parle Italiano." No, the guy shook his head. So then, I mean, what were the chances of this KGB agent speaking Spanish? So the next thing he said was, "Habla Español." Well, the guy's face lit up. He got a big smile on his face, and they started speaking in Spanish.
Wow.
And I later found out that the guy was not a KGB agent. He was a doctor from Argentina. And he had gone there. I guess there was a fairly famous children's clinic. He was an obstetrician?
Yeah.
And I guess there was a fairly famous children's institute there. And he thought he had made arrangements to go and make observations and observe things going on in this hospital for a two-week period. But when he showed up at the hospital, he suffered the same fate as that guy on the airplane. And for some reason, his papers weren't in order. He couldn't visit the hospital. And this poor guy was stuck in Moscow for 2 weeks.
So he had to wait because he had a return flight already booked and stuff. So
and, I mean, and
he was just bored, basically.
He was bored to death. And we had dinner with him a few times. And when he told the story, I forget if he spoke a little broken English, but when he said that he was stuck there for 2 weeks, and remember, if you spoke English, you had maybe a 10 or 20% chance of running into somebody who spoke English.
Yeah.
But in Moscow in 1960, I mean, nobody spoke Spanish.
Oh, man, so the guy, he couldn't even talk to anyone, wow.
Yeah, he sort of told my father about being stuck there for 2 weeks, and then he put his hand on his forehead and said in broken English, "I lament." So the poor guy was just, he was lucky he followed us around because at least my father could speak to him in Spanish. Well, in that same dining.
Yeah, that's just one example of all these great interviews I have with my father, Frank Ralph Nora. That was from Frank Ralph Nora Forever, number 12, Visiting Russia in 1960. What an amazing story. And that was on my show, The Overnightscape, number 233, July 6th, 2005. So anyway, I am Frank Edward Nora. Frank Ralph Nora is my father. And I've been doing this podcast called The Overnightscape for over 20 years now. As I'm speaking to you, it is July 13th, 2023. And my father, Frank Ralph Nora, passed away about 2 months ago on May 11th, 2023. And we're going to be having a memorial for him next week. And I really wanted to do something special for it. So I realized I have all these interviews with my father from my show. So I went through, found them all, and edited just the portions where I'm talking to my father, and created this audio collection called Frank Ralph Nora Forever. There are 38 episodes in this collection. It's over 20 hours long. And I realized, you know, when a lot of times when someone passes away, you know, what's left of them? What remains? Usually there's a lot of photographs, pictures, in some cases some videos or home movies, you know, from the past. But a lot of times there's not really a great amount to help you get to know the person that is no longer here. But in the case of my father, I have this massive amount of interviews with him that really preserves his personality. And if you never met him, you can really get to know him through these this audio collection. So I'm really happy that I have this, and I'm going to be actually you know, printing up some postcards and give it to everyone at the memorial so they can hear this. So yeah, the first interview I did was on my episode number 100. That was back in January 23rd, 2005. And my father appeared on so many, a great number of my shows up until about 2008, 2009. Then he kind of slowed down. But there was a few, and the last one there was a few after that. And then the last time I talked to him was last year, last August, August 26, 2022. Talking about the trip to Europe he went on with his family in 1954. So it is really an amazing collection, and it starts off, the first 11 interviews are about my father's Navy adventures in Liberia. He was an officer in the Navy in the early 1960s, and he's a civil engineer, so he was part of this construction battalion, is that the right word, called the Seabees, and they were sent to Liberia, the country in Africa, to help them build things. And the first 11 entries are all stories from his time in Liberia. Such fascinating stuff. And and then after that, there's a number of different topics. As I mentioned, the next one, number 12, visiting Russia in 1960. Still an amazing story to hear. And then we have the glass house, which is about this, some ultra-rich person built this house out of glass that costs, I don't know, millions and millions of dollars out in the middle of nowhere. Fisticuffs and the threat of fisticuffs. Right. So a lot of these stories are from my father, actually up until literally a few months ago, was still working as a civil engineer. In New Jersey here, and all of the characters and crazy situations he got in on in the job, so really amazing stuff. He talks, and there's some like a nut job anthropologist about strange goings on at Yale University where he went. So this is just a real treasure trove of stuff. And I'm so happy to have it, and thank you for listening, and I hope you'll get to know my father, and it is a wild collection. Now, at the end here, I have some what I call bonus historic content. This is a tape that I have in my possession still that it's labeled old, O-L-D, is the very first recording of me. And my father had a tape recorder and recorded me starting in 1969 as a little toddler. And on this tape, you'll also hear, this tape goes all the way up to 1973. So you hear my father on there, and me and my brother, and I think my sister as a baby on this tape. Really fascinating stuff, as this is the very first tape you could ever hear me talking on. And I think my father really got me stuck with that tape recorder, really got me fascinated with the world of audio and audio recording. And so I've been doing this my podcast, The Overnightscape, for over 20 years now. We also have a birthday 1977. This is my 10th birthday in 1977, where I got a tape recorder from my parents, and my father's on that tape as well. You can hear him. And finally, in terms of historic content, my grandparents' 50th anniversary, I think this was around the spring of 1986, but I don't have a solid date, but it's my family getting together for an anniversary, and this was on a videotape, so you hear my father a little bit on there as well. Yeah, looking at the sequence of episodes here, he was on a lot in 2005, a bunch in 2006, so it looks only one episode in 2007, there's three in 2008, and then two in 2009, and then nothing in 2010. But I did lend him an audio recorder, and so in 2011 he recorded only one episode of the Frank Ralph Norris show. Then he came back on the show in 2013, and then there's a big gap until 2022. I went over to his house with my friends Peter and Brian. We're known as the Three Weasels. When we get together, we talk to him there briefly, and finally, actually just a week or two later, the 1954 Europe trip. What a fascinating... What the story behind that is... My father's sister, Jackie, found her journal from their trip detailing the day-to-day goings-on on this trip. Absolutely amazing historic document. So I talked to him for about an hour about this and recollections of that trip. And that was the last recording I made with him because he got sick just a few months ago. It was back in... I guess the end of March, he went in the hospital, and anyways, so happy to have this collection and to present it to you. Thanks for checking it out, and I really think you'll enjoy it as this collection really preserves my father's personality in a way that I think the audio medium and the audio interviews are the best way to get to know someone. So I also wanted to talk about the show art I used for this collection. It's a picture of me and my father back in 1978, and I found this. My mother, before she passed away 2 years ago, had a bunch of slides. Remember the old slides you used to get that you would have slideshows and stuff? She had them all digitized, and this was a picture I'm assuming my mother took there in 1978. So I'm like 10 or 11 years old. And it's there in the living room of our house, the house we grew up in Bridgewater, New Jersey. And I just thought this picture really captured my father's personality so well. I mean, he did wear glasses, and in this picture he's not wearing glasses, but I just thought this picture shows so much his personality, and there's me as a little kid. So I thought that was a great image to represent the show, because it really is me and my father talking, so that's why me and my father are in the picture. And we're in the process of selling that house now, and if you notice on the wall there's two little prints of, looks like ferns. I would love to find them. I have not found them yet, but those two pictures, because they're in this picture, I'd love to find. Anyway, if you're wherever you're hearing this, if you want to find the collection of all 39 episodes of Frank, Ralph, Nora Forever, just go to here's the web address or the URL you can use, archive.org/details/FRN forever, and that's all lowercase and no spaces, FRN forever. So one more time, archive.org/details/FRN forever. Come on, kitty. Mr. Mojo Fuzzer the cat here is playing with these poker chips on my desk here. No. In fact, my father rescued Mr. Mojo and his brother, Mr. Vegas Champ, and we adopted them. He loved cats so much, just like I do. Anyways, enjoy this. Frank, Ralph, Nora, forever.